I would say first half was probably the most disappointed I've been after 45 minutes, just because I didn't think we were anywhere near the standards we've set ourselves in terms of the intensity of our pressure in the middle third, in terms of the way we moved the ball, in terms of our lack of energy running forward. And I was disappointed. I didn't think that MK Dons hurt us particularly a lot in that first half period, but I just felt they got into the final third too easily without enough aggression from us, you know. So we changed it at half time. I think that was a pleasing thing. I asked them for a complete performance today, because we've been doing it in 45 minute spells. Well, we did again today, but we did it in the second 45, which I suppose is probably better for us today than doing it in the first 45. Second half, we made a couple of tactical tweaks. We just sat Gleese and pushed Michael up with Damari, and obviously we changed it quite quickly with Jacques coming on. I felt Jacques made a difference in the way that he ran and in his quality on the ball. And off the ball as well, because he worked very hard defensively and intercepted quite a few things. And I was much more pleased second half.
Damari Gray, are you hoping are you confident that's not going to be his last game in a blue shirt?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've spoken to him again. I thought his performance today certainly wasn't a player that was not happy or not enjoying his football. I think he realises he's got an opportunity potentially to play 50 games of football this year, which for any young player is an integral part of their development. You know, you can't develop if you're not in someone's team. You can't develop if you're perhaps coming on the bench in the Premier League. I think there's a fallacy that people think that, oh, well, he'd be working with better coaches. I don't agree with that. I think we're coached as well as we can, and I think we work with Damari, and I think the support he gets from everyone around him gives him the chance to flourish. So, yeah, listen, you can never say never, like I've said. But at the moment, you know, I fully expect him to still be here.
Do you think that the start you've made to this season, the unbeaten start, sort of highlights to him he is better off staying here because you're pushing in the right direction?
Yeah, but I don't think that's necessarily it. I don't think necessarily a team has to match a player's desire to be ambitious. I think, you know, he has to have the environment to improve and play games. And I think that, regard, you know, if we'd have lost the first five games of the season, six games of the season, I don't think that would have changed. I still think the environment we work in is a good environment. I think what we do off the pitch, which a lot of people don't see, gives the players the very best chance, you know, for them to develop. I believe that in terms of our setup, we've set up like a Premier League club, and that's what I truly believe. We're in the Championship. We're trying to win games in the Championship, but the support for the players should allow them to keep improving, which obviously is very important for someone who's 19.